The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Captain Cohen, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Dawn, for having me. It's an honor to participate in your program.
Absolutely. Can you take me through, first of all, I know that you wanted to say a few words on this day, October 7th. We're here in Philadelphia, and our hearts and our prayers are with you and, you know, really with everybody who's in America who feels the pain and the grief of this, who prays for our hostages to come home, but as well just to know, to let our Israeli friends know that we here in America, the vast majority of us, support Israel. But I know that you wanted to just think about today and your words as we just try to wrap our brains around this grief-stricken day.
Yeah, thank you very much for asking. And I also want to say thank you for you saying it's a Memorial Day, not just anniversary. I heard a lot of people saying it's anniversary. For us, it's an anniversary. It's not something, yes, it's been a year since that terrible day, but for us, it's a Memorial Day while we're trying to remember our dear friend that we lost through this terrible day, and also for the praying to bring back our brother and sister that's still in captivity, 101 hostages. And this day, October 7th last year, unfortunately, I lost 9 friends.
I'm so sorry.
And I want to say their names because for me it's better that the people will maybe just hear their names. So their names was Avi Buzaglo, Bern Borenstein, Mai Naim, Gaia Khalifa, Yotam Ben Basat, אריה שלמה צירינג, עמרי מיכאלי, רועי יוסף לוי, and אליעד אוחיון. They died and murdered because they were dancing in a festival music, or they died because they were defending their country. And unfortunately, we lost those people along with other almost 1,000 and 200 people that were murdered that day.
Yes, and it's important, and we'll talk about your book in a moment, but I think what's also important to remember is that this was a situation where I think and it's weird to say it this way, but in my humble opinion, the killing of the slaughter of these individuals, which is horrifying enough as it is, but then that some of this was videotaped. But it seems to me that the killing, the murder of these individuals, that was not necessarily the end goal or the only goal.
No, definitely. It wasn't their goal. It just was part of their goal. Their goal is to eliminate Israel, to kill as many Jews, and not only Jews. Mm-hmm. Every person who's taking part of the Western world and with the Western values. And Israel is their only first stop. But we saw them shouting death to Israel and along that while they're shouting death to America. And their goal was to kill as many people that have that kind of values, values of life, values of being for each other. And they basically tried to kill as many people as they could. I can tell you from my perspective that I fought side by side with Muslims and Christians. It's not only war against Jews or the state of Israel. It's much more bigger than that.
And so at the beginning of my show, I talked about the fact, the way that some publications, you know, here in Philadelphia and in America, the way that they call this or report on it as, well, there are two sides to the situation. And even on this day, as they talk on October 7th, they talk about, well, on this side, this is what the, you know, and they're talking about what the so-called pro-Palestinian groups are doing. And on this side, what the pro-Israel, and they make it as if that this was a continuation, not necessarily what happened on this day. So to me, you know, I want to talk about your book, the importance of your book, but in the context also of just making sure that people are fully educated on what happened October 7th, what's going on here. Because I will say there were many, even students, college students here in Philadelphia and cities and communities across the nation, they had no clue as to what the history of this conflict. They really didn't even know what they were against or for. I think they were just maybe joining something they thought was cool or popular. And that's why I think this conversation that we have with you, Captain Cohen, is very important.
Yeah, thank you. So maybe it's a good time for me to share one of the experiences that we had, which I also tried to bring in the book. The reason why I published my book was to allow other people that wasn't there, that didn't took part in this war, to understand what we've been through, what was our thoughts, our feeling, who we were fighting for, and who we were fighting against. And one of the time, we got an intel of a school that was full with terror infrastructure. And we knew that we have to conquer that school, but we also knew that that school was full with civilians. So as we always do, we start calling them all out, but no one left the area, no one left the school. And we didn't understand why. So we used a drone in order to scan the school from above. And then we saw that there is Hamas guards inside that school that did not let the civilians to leave the area. But more than that, one of the kids there, I think it was 5 years old, he tried to run away, and the Hamas guard shot him in his head and killed him in front of his mom. Shot his own people because he didn't want the civilians to leave the area because he knew that we won't attack as long as there is civilians inside that school. So in this particular time, we understood that we have to kill those guards. But couple of moments later, one of that guards went on the rooftop, and he was holding a baby in front of us. He knew exactly where we were. We were 200 meters away, which is in feet, let's say 400 feet away, maybe a bit more. And he was holding a baby just in front of us, and behind them was a man that was holding a camera and waited for us to take that shot. Well, we didn't take that shot. Not because we were that guy with the camera, mm-hmm. but because we have different values. And unlike those terrorists and those savages, they brutally murdered, raped, and killed old people, young people. They butchered entire families on October 7th. And while we're talking, still trying to do that and holding 101 hostages while we're talking right now, we don't want to kill any baby. We're trying to do as much as we can in order to avoid any casualties, and we didn't take that shot. Even though at that specific time, they knew exactly where we were, and they could aim any RPG, missile, weapon that they had towards us. I risked my life that time and my friend's life, and we put them on the line because we didn't want to take that shot. Later on, he went on the rooftop again, and he was surrounded with a group of women. One of them banned a little bit, and it was enough for our snipers to take that shot and to eliminate that threat. And I'm sharing that because I want people to understand what's truly going on mm-hmm. and what cruelty enemy we are dealing with. We're dealing with an enemy that don't care about his own population. He don't care about his own people. He's using his baby as human shield. So when I'm saying this war, it's not only our war, And this is the war of the entire world. Mm-hmm. But more than that, we are fighting for our sake, for our brother and sister, but also for the civilian's sake there. Because Hamas don't care about his own people. They just told you, he's using them as human shield. And I just hope that we will be able to make sure that we're eliminating all the terrorists, but allowing all the other people that are not supporting our deaths to be able to live there normally. I'd rather to have a peaceful life. I'm a newlywed, an expecting father, a business owner. The last thing that I want to do is to participate in war. That day, I shut down my business. I wasn't able to see my wife for a long time. And my wife also did an enormous time under reserve duty. Me and my wife did together over 500 days that last year.
You know, with your book, which is books are timeless, this is, you know, your really a harrowing first-person experience of what happened and so much that you witnessed. But what do you want? And congratulations to you and your wife. What a beautiful blessing that you're expecting a baby. What do you hope and pray that you can share with your child someday about your book and this experience?
First of all, thank you. And what am I wishing? I wish that one day we will not need to fight. I truly want that. I truly want peace. But I also hope that I'll be able to show him. You see that guy on the street?
Mm-hmm.
He used to be kidnapped in Gaza. But we were able to rescue that guy and to save his life and to show him that even though we went through a Holocaust, it was almost as a Holocaust what they did on October 7th, we managed to build an incredible community and society. We're still educating our kids to values of love, to love each other, to support each other for peace. And hopefully this is what we will be able to do. And this is what I'm really looking for.
Captain Cohen, thank you so much for sharing a part of your heart, a part of your life. And the book is October 7th, A War Against Hamas Through the Eyes of an Israeli Commando Officer. Captain Cohen, thank you so much for joining me. God bless.
Thank you very much. I also want to say thank you for everyone who support us. We feel that, and it's very important. And if there is anyone who wants to contact me, you're more than welcome to contact me through my Instagram account. It is Elkana_Kuno, which is ELKANA_KUNO. And you can find my book on Amazon. Thank you much for your support.
Thank you.
It's really mean a lot.
Aw, thank you so much.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.